The weather report for outer space is calling for continued cosmic ray storms, and the most intense action may be yet to come.
This is Discovery Now with Jennifer Pulley.
NASA spacecraft have been busy measuring cosmic ray storms that have hit a space age high, and it's due, in part, to the sun. Cosmic rays are a side effect of a lull in solar activity. Normally, the Earth's magnetic field acts as a line of defense from these intergalactic rays. However, we are currently experiencing the deepest solar minimum in nearly 100 years. Because of this low, cosmic rays are at a high, and researchers believe they haven't yet hit their peak. Pushed by the powerful force of supernova explosions, these subatomic particles can travel close to light speed and can be harmful to anything in their path, including satellites and astronauts. This means that cosmic travelers on future deep space missions may need extra radiation shielding. NASA will continue to monitor the activity, and if the forecast stays the same, astronauts will need to be well prepared to weather the storm.
Discovery Now is written and produced by the National Institute of Aerospace. Funding for Discovery Now provided by a grant from the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics. Visit Discovery Now on the web at discoverynow.us.